3 strong earthquakes and 21 aftershocks struck Hawaii today. The U.S. Geological Survey estimates the strongest was a magnitude 6.6. There are no confirmed reports of injuries, but power and phone lines are down in many areas. Governor Linda Lingle says the quake damaged buildings and roads and declared a state of emergency. The quake was centered off the west coast of the Big Island. A spokesman at the National Earthquake Information Center said there was no risk of a Pacific-wide tsunami. Kayla Rosenfeld is news director of Hawaii Public Radio. I just spoke with her from the station in Hawaii.
I've been at the station for the last couple hours, and many people who've been here for a long time said that they've never felt anything like that. When it struck this morning about 7:08, the first time, I was in bed, and I felt the whole earth shake underneath me. Somebody else had said that they looked out their apartment building onto the pool, and the pool was literally shaking back and forth. So it was very, very much felt around the state.
6.6 sounds pretty big. How extensive does the damage seem to be?
Well, the damage seems minimal compared to really what it could be. There have been reports of structural damage on neighboring islands, particularly the Big Island, the Kona side, where the earthquake centered. Also on the Big Island, there's been reports of landslides, sinkholes, and structural damage. The hospital in Kona had a roof cave in, I believe, and patients are being relocated. But to that seems to be the most of it.
And that's the most serious damage?
Thus far, yes.
Mm-hmm. We hear there's no danger of something like a Pacific-wide tsunami, but what about wave activity on Hawaii's beaches?
Again, communications are pretty limited. There are two radio stations currently operating off of Oahu, one being the designated state emergency broadcaster. And thus far, in monitoring that station, we've not heard anything about surf. There is one radio station that simulcasts on AM and FM, and that's the primary station that state residents turn to in times of emergency. Some others are starting to come on, but even here, Hawaii Public Radio, we are off air.
And I guess that phone service is down?
It's pretty spotty.
And lastly, what about the airports?
The airports are open. They were opened probably around 11 o'clock Hawaii time. They opened first just allowing incoming traffic, but at last report from the governor's office, the airports are now fully operational. However, many airlines have canceled flights, so passengers are recommended to call the individual airlines to check on their flight.
Well, Kayla Rosenfeld of Hawaii Public Radio, thanks a lot for updating this situation for us.
Thank you.